Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the How We Rise Leadership, Whole Life Leadership series, where I come on live stream and across different channels to share with you a How We Rise message. And, you know, this is, God, as many of you know, me and my family tested positive for COVID about 3 to 4 weeks ago. So we have been in a vortex here in quarantining. I feel like it almost feels like March 2000, like 2020 of last year, where everybody got hit. And the world is obviously so different right now. I feel like the future of how we work, how we sort of manage our home responsibilities to working from home. And, you know, we're just all operating and living in such a new reality. And a new normal that we are really defining as we go along. And so, you know, me and my team, you know, as we're in the middle of February, we've been just talking about how do we reach out to as many people as possible and just serve our community, our She Summit community. For those of you who are new to watching this, you know, I'm the founder of She Summit. A platform that advances SHEHE and equity, diversity, inclusion for a better workplace and world. And yeah, so we wanted to do these. Right now we're doing these on Thursdays, live streaming to our She Summit community. And then the episodes will also go into the How We Rise Leadership podcast, where you can, you know, find that podcast wherever podcasts are available. And yeah, it's our way right now of serving you. And if you followed me in the past, you know, I share from my book, This Is How We Rise. I share a lot of How We Rise messages, leadership messages that we need to really create and rebuild humanity and systems that really were never set up for true equity and well-being for everybody to succeed, for everybody to experience equity and have a whole thriving life. Our family, our workplace systems were never really designed for all of us to be successful, right? So today's How We Rise message that I want to share with all of you is really about pain. And how do we use our pain and transform us into the leaders who can heal the world? And pain is super, super on my mind because of just what my family and I have gone through over the last month. I shared this message with our She Summit community a few weeks ago, just how, you know, it's almost felt like we just had a newborn baby, but didn't expect it, where, you know, sort of like threw our family into reactionary mode of, okay, learning about what, you know, we have two toddlers, they're 3 and 5, and, you know, all the nutritional aspects and, you know, the physicality of coughing and having shortness of breath, which I still have a little bit of. And, you know, just going day to day to day, the kids not being in school, not having those boundaries and structures in place have really, really thrown, you know, my family and I out of whack, out of our routine. And so, and I know this is a super relevant conversation for so many because of the pandemic that we are living in and this sort of uncertain time that we are living in. And so, you know, and I'd actually scheduled the pain and how do we transform our pain and use our pain to transform us into leaders, into change makers who can heal the world, heal and create solutions, right? Because we've gone through that pain. And it's just so relevant right now because I feel like I'm in a season of a lot of pain. And as a leadership expert and as somebody who does trainings inside corporations and with so many women's groups and leadership groups and, you know, lots of coaching and advisory work that I do in my business, you know, I just think it's so important to share the authenticity, right? And the humanness of what I'm going through. And really, if anything, if you are a leader and you hold a lot of responsibility and you hold a big title or you hold, responsibility, oftentimes those who hold more experience more pain because there's more on you, right? So again, the message today is let's use our pain to actually transform us into the leaders who can change the world, who can heal the world, because the world needs healing. And the most important place is to start from that place of authenticity. So in terms of, the first part to this is, one thing that is important for me to touch on is that oftentimes pain is something that we want to avoid. We feel that it, if we allow ourselves to struggle through this, then we are basically weak, or we don't permit ourselves. We don't give ourselves the permission to experience that pain because we associate it either with something highly unpleasant, or we associate it with something that is going to, weaken us, right? Or damage or taint us. So it's so hard in many ways for, leaders and people that hold responsibility and to actually showcase their vulnerability and their pain. But in fact, where we need to actually see that pain is a part of the process, the stepping stone, that fear, the struggle, the trial, the obstacle that you're going through in the moment, it's actually it's an experience that actually builds us as a leader, right? And that obstacles can turn into opportunities, and obstacles actually build us and build our endurance and build our, which if we build our endurance, that builds our character, right? So pain is actually something that we don't avoid, and instead that we acknowledge we're going through something difficult, and we actually, the best way is to move through it. And moving through it as quickly as possible often, is because you're familiar with it, right? Like the older you are too, I think I've gone through so many seasons of pain where, the more I move through it, the more I've gone through it, the more I know how to move through it faster. But it's also to honor the process when you're going through it and knowing and recognizing in this moment, okay, how is this obstacle, building me? How is this pain going to transform me and make me a more resilient, make me a stronger person, and actually build my strength? And, for many of you who know me, and I talk about this a lot, is I'm actually a Christian. And so I do talk about God a lot in my trainings and in my messages, and that God is my source. I always say that, to really become and step into who we're all meant to become, what is your source that powers you, right? And for me, it is God. And I was listening to one of my favorite pastors, Erwin McManus, who said that God knows that pain is necessary to have the strength required to create a new world. And, when we think about, all the positive change that humanity needs right now, the innovation that we need in workplaces, the innovation we need in our family system, in our community system, all the innovation and the social change that we need, it's about solving pain, right? Solving pain points. And who better to solve and create positive impact for that pain and creating those solutions than the people who are experiencing the pain? And so so really, this is an opportunity for us to turn our pain into our positive impact. And so, as I was having this spiritual moment over the last month and thinking through, I had this whole plan for February. And now that we've been, in quarantine, because, just recovering from COVID as a family, okay, God, this is not on my timeline. This is on your timeline. And really stopping and really shifting and reframing around what is the opportunity? What is the possibility? What is it that you, God, or the universe or nature, whatever that source is for you, when things don't go your way or you're going through a really hard season of life and struggling through a pain, how do you see that? How do you see, okay, what is, because this pain is for me, and what's happening to me is never to me, it's for me. And how do I see this as an opportunity Or what is the possibility, or what is the growth, or what is the strength that this season is building, you know, that God wants to create out of me, right? And for me. And so, you know, so this is just something that, you know, is super relevant. You know, the point number one, you know, for this How We Rise message, which is, you know, how do we use our pain to transform us into the leaders who can heal the world and who can create solutions and innovations for how things are done and fix the broken systems that are out there? How can we use our pain as our positive impact and not waste the pain and not waste the struggle and the season of hardship, right? How do we use it and allow it to transform us and turn it into an opportunity, turn it into possibility, turn it into innovation? And so oftentimes, you know, when we're struggling through it, it feels so horrible and you feel like a failure, or you feel like, you know, you're a fraud, or whatever the imposter syndrome thoughts you're going through. But instead, recognize that, wait, you know, this is actually, I'm going through this so that I can be a healer for the world. I'm going through this pain so that I can help others with that pain. And I can actually, it can actually seed innovation. It can actually seed new ideas to actually create the better that the world needs. And so, you know, oftentimes, you know, again, whether it's God or universe, you know, uses our private pain for public positive impact. And if we can see it that way, it's much easier to move through that season, right? And really think about, what is this struggle, or what is this season really challenging me to do? And so that's really what February has been about for me. And as we're all out there, you know, planning our 2021s with big dreams, and some of us are just trying to get through tomorrow or get through the week, I think that it is, you know, if you're going through that struggle, try to at some point, like, recognize that that's a reactionary, that that struggle is a reactionary feeling, and try to reframe it and shift it into, oh, wait, this could be a seed of opportunity. This could actually be happening for me. What, you know, where is this pain directing me? How can it transform me? And shift it to thinking and leading from your highest self, right? From your God or your universe-centered self. Get out of the reactionary and into the positive. So for me, February, after doing all of this reframing and after doing all of this just, you know, mindfulness work on, you know, stepping out of my vortex of COVID, quarantining, physical recovery, mental recovery, you know, some amazing things have birthed out of this month for me. You know, one of it is the spiritual and the faith deepening and growth, the personal growth work and the spiritual growth work. And, you know, this has been a season where I've gotten closer to God, closer to spirit. And I think faith is something that, you know, faith and gratitude and, you know, those are all internal leadership practices that really can root us to really do anything in the world. And it builds our endurance, it builds our resilience. And so this, you know, so one thing that has really, you know, how my pain right now is transforming me is it is deepening my faith. It is deepening my mindfulness practices. It is deepening my spiritual practices and really getting me closer to my source and my spirit, right? And to me, that is the fundamental foundation that we all need to actually be, again, the change makers and the leaders and the healers of our world, and really what humanity needs. We need that authentic, real human who's gone through the pain to heal the pain of society right now. So that's number one, is for me personally, that's one way that my pain has been transforming me. The second area is it's really given me some time and some chunks of, you know, hours in bed. And when I'm not, you know, when I'm not splitting up my toddlers who are, you know, yelling and pulling each other's hair and preventing tantrums. I've gotten more time in bed to really reflect and work on innovation and creation. I think when we're struggling through something, oftentimes, how do you put that transformation and put that that pressure, that pain you're feeling, put it into creation, put it into, because you're in this vulnerable moment. And so you can use this time to actually create and access your mastery, right? Of what you know how to do the best and what you love to do, and connect to your heart and connect to your soul to really create. And so we've just been doing a lot of innovation, brainstorming and strategic development this month, and a lot of just collaboration meetings with the team and planning. And so February has turned into this. We had this plan coming into January, but February now has turned into this whole innovation ground, seeding all these new ideas and clarity. It's given us clarity of the vision for how we are shifting and evolving and innovating for 2021. And I'm so excited about, new things that we're going to be coming out of and announcing through the She Summit community. And the last piece is childcare and parenting and being a mom. I think that, up until my kids are 3 and 5, and up until last year, or last August, we had an au pair for basically 5 years. We always had at least 45 hours a week in help, and we really haven't had that help for 6 or more months. But we've had school. The kids have been in school from 9 to 2, and we don't have that right now, because for 1 month now they've been quarantining at home and with no childcare. So it's really, I'm really proud of John and I, my husband and I, because we have been able to figure it out. We've been able to create a new schedule, divide and conquer. It's more messy than it is organized, for sure. And, we've been able to live and lead through the chaos, right? The whirlwind of that has just sort of come through this family over the last month of, COVID and having COVID and healing from COVID. And so, John and I, as husband and wife, our marriage has become stronger, and our parenting in many ways has become stronger, because we're able to test our resilience. You see, when we're always trying to control things and we're always trying to manage or prevent failure or prevent pain, we stay in safe. And we don't stretch, and because we want safety. And control is great, and focusing on what you can control is great. It can keep your stress at bay. It can keep your, help you predict, so you can minimize stress and anxiety. But the problem with that is you never test and stretch your capacity and really get to know your capacity and your potential when you're always trying to stick to safe, when you're always trying to stick to what you can control, and not really open yourself up to the possibilities and the uncertainty and the expansion, right, of messiness and all of that. And so, so John and I have expanded in every way our capacity, and really, oh, wow, this is our capacity. This is the potential of what we can do when it's really out of our hands. It's not in our timeline. It's not, it's not in our control. This is God's timeline. This is Spirit's timeline. Spirit's in control. And there's a great surrender and liberation when you really step into that surrender. And so, again, to recap, February, this message is about how do we, when we go through seasons of pain, struggle, trial, whether it's an external event that is happening, you feel that it's happening to you, or, an internal, anxiety hit, panic attack, something gets triggered and it's internal core limiting beliefs that are just, rampantly out of control. Your thoughts are out of control. So whether it's internal pain or external pain that you're going through, to realize that, don't resist it, let it, move through it, because we have to. The more we resist it, the more painful it is. This is really about mindfulness, which is recognize, as soon as you can recognize, oh, I'm going through a season of pain, but then reframing it, sort of go through it and then reframe around it and be like, oh, wait, how is this pain, you know, shift to how is this pain for me? How is this season for me? How can this grow me? What is God trying to do, or nature, or the universe trying to do for me in this moment? And focus on those areas of possibility, right? Because out of every problem, out of every season of pain, is seeds of opportunity. It is seeds of possibility, seeds of innovation. So, you know, even if you've huge, a lot of our audience is corporate professionals, and if you're tasked with massive mandates this year and you feel like you're stuck and you feel like you're struggling and, you know, like it's hard to get in touch with people because everybody's remote and it's, you know, you're so Zoom fatigued and you're overwhelmed and you're in content overload, or, you know, like whatever pain that you are experiencing, you know, try to like, you know, recognize that, okay, this is a painful event. This is a painful moment that is happening right now. But how can this, how can I use this painful moment and transform me as a leader, to build me, to grow my resilience, grow my strength, my mindfulness, all these things, so that I can actually be a problem solver, so that I can better lead and have compassion for what other people go through, so that I can be a healer of the world. Because again, you know, we forget that all the privileges that we have in society, all of the benefits and every day, clean drinking water, the right to vote, you know, all the basic privileges that we get, you know, even though our caregiving system is not the best in this country, but we have a caregiving system, is that, you know, it, like institutions did not create these solutions. People created these solutions. People created these solutions, right? And innovations, because they experienced that pain. So it is not, you know, again, it's not the company, it's not the government, it's not institutions that create healing for the world and come up with problems. I mean, come up with the solutions to better humanity. It's the people in them that do. And so again, when we're going through this private pain and private struggle, often that is, we go through it to give us the strength and build our endurance and our courage and our resilience and all these muscles that we need, so that we have the strength, so that we can step into the leadership to create the better humanity that our workplaces need, our families need, our communities need. And I'm going to just leave you with, you know, with this really inspirational message to sort of sum up this message around pain, which is just a story of someone that you might have heard of. I'll mention his name at the end. But really to remind us that everything that we go through, it's often less about the goal. And I think we obsess about the destination. We obsess about the, when this happens, when I achieve that, then I will be happy, or then I will feel good, or then I will feel like I've made it. But often it's really less about the destination and it's more about the journey and how the journey grows us into who we're meant to become that matters. You know, it's less about the destination and the outcome, and it's more about how all of these experiences, it's about growing us and who we are becoming, that is the most, is success, right? Like that is what matters the most. And so, yeah, so this is a story of someone. It's a boy who at the age of 7 had to go to work because his parents got sick at the age of 7. At 9 years old, his mother died. At 22, he lost his job as a store clerk. At 23, he went into debt with a business partner owning a store. And 28 years old, you know, he was dating somebody, proposed, she said no. In his 30s, so this person's experienced a lot of pain, as you can see and hear, is in his 30s, he ran for public office, lost, then lost again. And at 37, he finally got into Congress, but then lost again 2 years later for re-election. And then he had a nervous breakdown. At 41, his son died. He lost his son. At 42, he ran for, you know, to be a land officer and lost. Then at 45 years old, he ran for the Senate, then VP, lost both. At 49, he lost the Senate. But at 51 years old, he ran for president and won. And his name was Abraham Lincoln. And he went on to save the Union and save the history of America. So that's really the story that I wanted to, you know, it's a story definitely, it's definitely a story of, you know, a life of pain. But, you know, it is, I think it's more the fear. We cannot let the pain that we go through define us, right? We can't let, and if we fail 100 million times, you know, it's about not the pain itself that makes us a failure. It's about how do we rise up every single time and learn from the lessons of seasons of pain and events that are painful. And it's about how we, what we gain and the leadership lessons. It's the most incredible, profound MBA, like business degree and life degree you're ever going to get to actually achieve the success that you want to achieve. And so it's about moving through it and not letting the painful experiences or whatever you define as failures to define you. It's actually moving through them to build your strength and letting them build you and transform you into the leader and into the extraordinary person that you already are and that you're here to become. So that is the message. I hope it resonates with you. So as a reminder for those who might be just, you know, tuning in, this is the How We Rise Whole Life Leadership message series that I come on. Right now it's Thursdays at 2 p.m. To our She Summit community. And we're also opening it up to other audiences on different social platforms. And if you want to stay in touch with me and, you know, reach out to me, go to shesummit.com/Claudia. And you can access, we'll send you some free whole life leadership resources. And again, our mission is just to really inspire this new generation of leaders, whole life leaders, to really redefine and rebuild culture, workplaces, the family system, communities, and so that we are all giving our gifts and our talents so that we are all stepping into purpose. We can all show up inclusively and really set up our whole lives to thrive. So it was so good to share space with you, and I'm excited to stay connected. Thank you so much.